Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, October 28th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Las Vegas, Nevada. Verizon Wireless caused quite a stir by adding additional HTTP headers into customers' traffic in order to be able to identify them for advertisers. The way this service works is if you are accessing an HTTP website, Verizon will inject this additional UIDH header, which will essentially include a token that identifies the wireless users. According to some observations, this token will change about every 2 weeks, so any website can use this specific header in order to identify visitors. But more than that, participating advertisers can take the token, send it to a for-pay Verizon Wireless web service, and use that to learn more about the particular user. There is currently no way to opt out of this system. However, if you did opt out of sharing your information with third parties in Verizon's privacy settings, then Verizon will not share any additional information with advertisers. Well, pretty easy to get around this. I actually tried to set up a little banner on the Internet Storm Center website in order to alert users whenever they're sending me this additional header. Turns out I haven't really seen this header yet because the Internet Storm Center site uses HTTPS by default. So if you're using HTTPS, then Verizon cannot inject this header. Also, you can use a VPN connection to, for example, connect to a safe provider that does not mark customer traffic like that. And security company Zscaler found more Android ransomware. This particular ransomware does propagate via SMS messages. So you will, for example, get an SMS message that claims to link to pictures of you that someone published. Once you click on the link, what you arrive at are actually not images, but instead an Android package, so a normal APK file. If you install this package, this application, then your phone will be locked and you will be asked to pay $300 in order to have your phone unlocked again. The bit.ly link that is used to direct the user is then typically linking to a Dropbox account that contains this APK file. Dropbox, of course, is quite frequently used for normal traffic, and as such, these requests may not necessarily trigger any alerts. And sometimes old simple tools that you expect to be rather safe can expose you to exploitation in unexpected ways. Michael Zaleski did just publish an interesting blog post that this develops details about how strings, the good old strings utility, can be used to trigger arbitrary code execution. The root cause here evidently is libbfd. This is a library that does allow you to separate different parts of the file and essentially includes a long list of file types and where to find particularly data within these files. A simple workaround for strings is to use the dash A option, which will essentially just look for strings in the entire file and not try to dissect it first using libbfd. So as Mikhail points out in his blog post, be careful using strings, in particular if you're parsing untrusted files like malware or some random file that you found as part of a forensics investigation. And next time you're flying, make sure that you disable your wireless access point or at least don't name it Al-Qaeda Free Terrorist Network. This particular SSID caused an American Airlines flight from departing and ended up delaying the flight substantially because someone on the plane apparently was afraid that this SSID indicates an imminent terrorist attack. Well, and that's it for today, so thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.